Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 1, 2019. Kabbalah and Beliefs, Part 6. Sacrifice, Getting Closer to the Creator. Question: in all faiths, the concept of coaxing the higher powers with sacrifice is practiced. What about in Kabbalah? Answer: Kabbalah also has such a concept called sacrifice. But here it is understood that a person sacrifices his egoism, does not want to use it, and does not want his egoism to command him. He wants to give it up, to change it for altruism and bestowal. Sacrifice in Hebrew is kurban, which comes from the word karov, getting close. A person wants to correct his egoism and based on that come closer to the Creator. This is the sacrifice. Question: that is, everything that is written in the Torah about donations to the temple implies exactly this? Answer: only that. Donations are practically what they did in the temple, because the temple is a place of contact between a person and the Creator. Question: did people come there to unite with each other? Answer: you can come to the temple physically, but it does not mean anything. A man appears in a place inside his heart where he could sacrifice his egoism, slaughter it, sacrifice it, in order to come closer to the Creator with a feeling of absolute altruism, love, bestowal, and connection. Question: so, this has nothing to do with the fact that animals were sacrificed in the temple? Answer: no. That is all allegory, like root and branch, cause and effect, nothing more. So you can kill as many animals as you like and it will not make any difference. Question: so the high priest sacrificed his egoism in order to get closer to other people? Answer: he was the most corrected person among all the people. Question: along with internal work, he took a lamb, cut it, and they ate it? Answer: yes. They performed all the actions at the same time, starting from the most spiritual, highest actions, to the lowest, material ones, together and in the same intention. From Cab TV's Basics of Kabbalah, the 17th of February 2018. New Life Number 1155. A Healthy Lifestyle.
Hello, and thanks for being with us on the New Leaf Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, Dr. Leitman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Nitza Mazoz. Hello. And today on our show, we'd like to talk to Dr. Leitman about what does it mean to have a healthy lifestyle. We'd like to get a bit deeper into the subject. How do we do it in order to have a better, happier, and longer life? Be with us, Nitza, please. Yeah. How to achieve a healthy lifestyle is a field that's really evolving and developing in recent years. Everyone wants to be healthier and live a better and longer life. And according to what we see from researches, from what the health ministry publishes, there are three main factors that can help us live a healthier lifestyle. The one is healthy nutrition. A person has to examine the quality of foods, the quality of what he takes into his body. Another thing is physical activity. To be engaged in some kind of sport, doesn't matter which, the main thing is to get the body moving. And the third thing is decreasing stress. Everyone knows that stress, pressure, tension doesn't really help anyone. And the goal is to do different things in order to help a person calm down. To go out into nature, breathe, do different exercises, and these are actually the three components that, if we keep them, probably will live a better, longer, healthier life. So the question is, are there any additional components that can help us live healthier lifestyle? Are there additional things beyond these three factors that can contribute to a person's health? What you mentioned about nutrition, about sports, about stress, that also has to do with leisure time, with vacation, where a person takes some time off and so on. It's all good and correct. And, of course, according to what the wisdom of Kabbalah says, that in this regard we have to be in the middle line, meaning not to exaggerate in one or another direction. Because we know that athletes, they don't live for so long, but also neither do couch potatoes. So, therefore, we have to arrange things correctly in the middle line to balance everything, to have a balanced diet, to be balanced in what we do when we're on vacation, and to arrange things in the right direction. And in our free time, we don't have to all the time run, but we should also sit and listen to music, for example, and play with the kids, and play soccer. Meaning, everything has to be various. And the correct variety, I think that it is the secret for a healthy life. What is it about the variety that this is the secret for a good life? Because we live in a very complex world in which there are plenty of forces operating. No force has a label stuck onto it that it's good or bad. None of them. But only the connection between the forces. All in all, the balance that they reach as a result can be good or bad. And therefore, you have to be balanced. On vacation, at work, and your obligations and commitments, and to rest, and with your hobby, with everything. It all should be balanced, and this is something that's good for a person. Because nature is arranged in such a way that the healthy life is in the center of the balance of all the forces, actions, inclinations. And this is also what the Torah writes, that some bad food can harm you less than lots of good food. That's interesting. And so on. So the principle behind it is that everything has to be balanced. So to find some kind of happy middle between the forces. And if we're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, about how it relates to it, then it says especially that our life depends on the balance of the nervous system. That's clear to all of us. But above the nervous system is the thought. As it says, all shall be clarified or scrutinized in thought. If we correctly scrutinize our thoughts, our desires, our intentions, it all takes place, occurs in a person's inner work. So if we scrutinize it correctly and we bring ourselves this way to the middle line is the balance between all of the forces that the wisdom of Kabbalah explains how to reach, then we truly reach the optimum state for the spiritual and corporeal life as one. And then for sure we can use all of the forces of nature and the forces that we were given from birth, from the development of previous generations and so on correctly. So you added an important component, saying that beyond what I said, the matter of thoughts and intentions and the correct inner work, which is even above the nervous system, this is actually the secret, that if we'll know how to balance that out, then this will be the additional component for a healthy lifestyle. Yes. Okay, this is a very broad topic. What does correct, right thought or intention mean? But they control all of our systems as the highest forces, the most hidden forces. And if we know how to balance them out, then probably it influences all of the systems beneath them. And then we're really in a state of balance. We already see today, even though that we don't really understand the matter, but how by thoughts, by, let's call it, aggravation, we cause the entire body to function incorrectly. When we're thinking about balancing out our thoughts, our desires, our intentions, we said that even there a person has to reach the so-called middle line, a balanced state. What does it mean? What does it mean to balance out your thoughts? Let's approach this from the other side. Suppose I want to live for a limitless period of time, eternal life, good life. I don't know what good is if it's eternal, because you can't all the time laugh and be in some kind of play. So I want to reach a state where, first of all, I will live limitlessly, not bounded by time, by health, but that I will live in a state where I feel no lack in anything. And in every moment in life, I feel that I have everything that I want. My life isn't about worries and solutions, but I live because I drink this life, really, in a way that it fulfills me and gives me a feeling that I live and enjoy it, and I can delight others. I can feel that I'm using myself correctly in life, and not that I restrict myself to something in some corner, but really I live an open and tranquil life. So, first of all, this is what I want. Let's say we're going for the best. What do I need for it? I have to know how the system of nature influences me. How do I influence it? And with all of my abilities, and maybe I'll also be able to improve the parameters that I was born with. How can I reach this kind of life? To live a good, long life. And really, without any limitations. In short, in a balanced way. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us to. It explains how to do it. And therefore here, first and foremost, we come to the scrutiny of what is life, our thoughts, desires, intentions, what does a person live for, why? Because if a person feels that he is directed correctly in the right direction, his entire life takes on a different color, meaning. And then, of course, I have no problems. I feel that I fulfill myself. I also fulfill others. I'm in harmony with others. Well, this is the ideal case scenario. We can't immediately realize it in our world, for there's the world too. Has to be in it to understand me, to understand my participation in it and so on, my willingness, and the use that I bring to the world and so on. But still, somehow it's possible to come closer to that. And the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us how to do it. So a healthy lifestyle, to me it seems that first of all, a person does not close himself in some corner saying that I'll take care of my health, this is the main thing. Or I'll take care of my career, I'll do that, it'll bring me abundance, and so I shut my eyes on everything else. What do I need additional problems and pressures for? Just enough. Or my family. From this point and on, only my family is important to me. And about the rest, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. Then that's not good. If we're talking about balance, we're talking about a person's attitude toward the world, where he uses everything that he can in the world and contributes and gives to the world everything he can. It's something mutual. That this is how I influence the world, bestow onto the world, and the world bestows onto me. We can say that this is a healthy lifestyle. But you can say that this way you don't rest enough, or you worry too much, because you're included with the entire world. Or you can even say that about your family. You're worried about your family all the time. It's too much. They don't do it, so how can you all the time? So, therefore, there's the matter here where the wisdom of Kabbalah explains how should we calibrate ourselves on the middle line, to the middle line. By a person including himself in society and bringing society to the upper force of nature, wanting for everyone to exist in a single balance. And in that balance, he truly attains the maximum possible benefit that he can derive from the entire system of nature. And the matter is simple. We exist in a general closed system. It's integral. And we're in it. How can we use this system so that this system will give us the maximum forces, thoughts, desires, all of the means that by correctly using them, I'll reach a state where I and my life and the world that I'm in and the broader world, suppose the spiritual world that I discover and the general force of nature that you can call the creator or nature, it doesn't matter, for all of these things to be in my system in a balanced way. And then I'll get from the system of nature. That includes my life, that includes everything. From it, I'll get the true realization, true and complete realization of myself, for myself, so that I will use myself throughout this lifetime, regardless of how long it is, but I will use it completely, to the fullest. This is actually the only option I see, this how I see it, for trying to come closer to a healthier lifestyle. Okay, I'll try to summarize what I understood. If, in the beginning of the show, I said that the main factors for a healthy lifestyle that we're familiar with are nutrition, sports, stress, that is being more or less aware of my inner system as a human being. You're saying, fine, it's good, it's important, but it's not everything. Above that, there is a higher system, which is the system of nature, that if you'll study it and learn how it works, you'll be able to derive from it a truly optimum lifestyle. Excellent. And so the only thing left now is to understand how does the system, the upper system of nature, how does it work? How does it influence me? So it will be possible to make the most of it. This is one big thing that I understood. And another thing that was interesting to hear, you said that my life isn't about worries and solutions, but I rise above the worries and solutions, the temporary worries and solutions. So there I didn't exactly understand. After I detached from being concerned with something and finding a solution for it, for example, many times we're already aware that if I listen to the news, it stresses me out. So I don't listen to the news, for example, or if I hear something that's not good for me, that makes me feel bad, then I don't exactly want to hear it. I try to neutralize these worries so that they won't penetrate me and influence my system. But you said something else about it. You said to be attentive to society. So if I expose myself to seemingly so many worries, will it not influence me? That's the question. By listening to the problems and worries of society, by that, do I actually receive some kind of remedy, let's put it this way, in order not to get into these problems myself? This is an interesting approach. Yeah, it's an approach like getting a vaccine in order not to be ill. And therefore, we have to be integrated with one another, to be included of each other, because without that, I will have to go through lots of stress and illnesses and so on. But if I'm included in society, I give something to society, I receive something from society, and this way, all of us are somehow in a common mutual system. So I understand that it's not only me and the general system of nature here, but like you said, it's also I and the society that I live in. So I heard about three factors that in general we have to bring to some equilibrium. There's I, society, the society that I live in, and both of us exist in this broad system of nature. What does it mean to balance these three out? The balanced line is that I connect three together. What do you mean? That I and society and the general upper force of nature, that we're connected in such a way that I don't differentiate the three. What do you mean? It means that I, society, and nature eventually come from the same point. And if I relate to these three equally, then by that I find the general point of balance, of equilibrium of the entire universe, of everything that exists. What does it mean to relate to society and nature and to myself equally? Whether I like it or not, whether I want it or not, I'm dependent on the environment, on society, on nature, on everything that happens. And the thousands and thousands of different ways that it influences me. And we know very little about it. If I look at everything in general, that this is the integral system in which all the forces are included, then I have to see the matter in a very simple way. The closer I am to the center of this entire system, there all of these forces are balanced out, they reach an equilibrium, some happy middle, and specifically there in the center, they reach their ideal state. What is that center? How do I find it? It's where all the forces, positive and negative, on all levels, physical forces, thoughts, doesn't matter which, it's all in balance there. And the center of the balance is called the center of health. Are there practical exercises that I can do? Practical, this is exactly what I'm talking about. So, for example, can you give us some practical exercise that I can do so that starting tomorrow morning, I'll add another thing to my healthy lifestyle in addition to what I was familiar with up until now? To enter a society, a 10 being what? Meaning 9 other people that, in your case, these are 10 women, together you're 10 women, that have a special kind of connection between them, where everyone helps everyone else, and this isn't simple. Where each of you helps the others to be in the center of balance, to connect there together. So we think, how can we connect where each of us thinks to the benefit of the 9 others? How do I help them be in balance? I'm not concerned with myself, but with them. Yes. And if everyone cares for everyone, then what follows is that you start feeling that you are in the center of your circle, of your system. And by that you start feeling, what does it mean to be balanced? It's a very special feeling that gives a person a feeling of balance. What is balance? And this concept of balance is something that a person can later use in everything, in health, in his family, in everything. So you explained the principle here that in order to reach real balance, I can't do it as an individual. Right. I need a group of 10 people that only with its help can I reach a more advanced level of balance. Yes. So as an individual, the most I can do is maybe have a kind of inner balance, and I see that that doesn't really work. So in order to reach a more advanced level of balance, I need a group of 10 people. You need something to direct you toward that, and this is the group. So by being a part of this group, and they're trying to balance me, and I try to balance them, this is the work that helps us reach balance. Yes. In such a group, how do I know how to balance everyone else out? How can I bring them? How do I know how to bring them to balance? By bringing yourself to balance. What does it mean to bring myself to balance? That you all the time want to be connected to them, with them, to support them, in order to reach an equilibrium, happy middle, balance, for all of you to be balanced, connected. And how does our balance in that small group of few people, how is it related to, previously we said that there are 3 components in complete balance. There's I, there's my environment, those around me, and the broad system of nature. So now you talked about the relationship between the individual and those that surround him. How is that related to the broad system of nature? If you are completely annulled, integrated, included in your 10, then in that connection, in your connection with them, you find a feeling, a connection with the general system of nature. What kind of connection? It's a connection that you're integrated in, that you feel that you're a part of. It's a connection called the particular and the general, where the individual and the collective are equal, that it is enough for you to be in 1:10 in order to feel the general system of the entire nature, not only our small world with its systems, but everything in general. Because our time's almost up, can you summarize? A healthy lifestyle consists of what? A healthy lifestyle begins and ends in that a person reaches the center of the general system of nature and knows how to keep himself there. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. Thank you, Nitsa. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.
Responsibility to the creator and the group. Question: is there any personal responsibility in the work toward the creator and the group? Answer: toward the group, I commit myself to reach, together with them, the quality of complete connection and bestowal. My responsibility to the creator is to reach connection with him because it is for this purpose that he created me. By doing so, I reach my most comfortable, best, and highest state. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 7th of July 2019. To understand the Creator's motivations. Question: you say that the path of light is a simpler path. But it turns out that you try to proceed the best way and everything is as usual. You do not understand if you are falling behind or if it is necessary to have such difficulties. Answer: if you make efforts, take everything that happens to you as a reward. Although at times it is very unpleasant, it is precisely thanks to such reactions that you will advance. Therefore, do not think that the answer to your correct and good deeds will be immediate positive occurrences in your life, because you cannot be pulled out of your egoism this way. You have to be pulled out of it. Even if you made one motion towards spirituality, you nonetheless still remain in the ego. So you need to be pushed again and again, and you can be pushed with various negative impacts. So you should not say, I put in so much effort with my friends in the group, in study, in dissemination, and what is the use? I have nothing. You do not know the results that accumulate from such efforts, which in the end will shoot and will give the correct effect. You can read about it in many articles of Balha Sulam, Rabash, and all Kabbalists of the past. Question: so, I should embrace blows as strokes? Answer: as approval. It is said, whom the Lord loves, he rebukes. You have to perceive this as a reward. Thus, you rise above the ego. After all, of utmost importance for you is to get out of it. How can you rise otherwise? That is, when you begin to hate your ego and try to rise above it, then you will understand correctly all the motivations of the Creator. From the Kabbalah lesson in Russian, the 14th of July 2019.